We are doing a Black Heritage interview in the Upper Piedmont with Mr. Cato Spencer in Clemson on August the 24th, 1990. This is Yolanda Harrell interviewing. Mr. Spencer, what is your full name?
Cato Spencer.
And when were you born? December?
18.
Oh, the year was 1899? And the day was what?
25th.
December 25th? Oh, you were a Christmas baby.
Christmas.
Okay, and where were you born?
Hamilton County. Between Hamilton and Oakland.
Between Anderson? Between Anderson and the Georgia line?
Between Georgia line. Anderson and Georgia line.
I see. Between Anderson and the Georgia line.
That's right.
Okay.
On this side of the river.
On this side of the river.
That's right.
Okay, fine. What was your father's name?
Jude Spencer.
Jude, J-U-E, right?
That's right.
And your mother's name?
Ella.
Della, okay. And I asked you earlier when we were doing the family tree, and you didn't know when they were born. Is that right? And we also asked, I talked about your grandparents when we were doing the family name tree, and you didn't know their name either, because they died before you were born, right? Okay. Do you remember any of the older members of your family? Anything about them?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you remember?
My Nora Pierre. That's my mother's sister.
Your mother's sister, what was her name?
Tara.
Okay, Tara. Uh-huh. And what was her name? Last name would have been Austin? Tara Austin? Oh, she was in Austin before she married Tara.
That's right.
So it's, what was her first name then?
Nora.
Nora, Austin, Tara. What do you remember about her?
We haven't been over too much about it because we don't see the family too much.
Uh-huh.
Just stayed away. But our mother, I was named Nancy. Now she stayed around pretty much.
Uh-huh.
She was a younger one. She had a younger children.
She had younger children?
Yes.
Okay. So Nora, Aunt Nora was the one that lived to be 105. And she lived near you, and she worked the farm near you. Okay. Did your family, your particular family, own their own home?
No.
They didn't. Was it mortgaged or rented?
Rented.
You rented. Did you rent? Who did you rent from? He was from Seneca, and what was his name? Clay Doyle.
Oh,
he was a doctor in Seneca, and his name was Clay Doyle. Okay. Sure. Okay, so you were born down near the Georgia line, but you moved up here, and your family worked this Clay Doyle farm.
We moved from down in Hamilton County.
Uh-huh.
Up in here, about 7 years old.
Seven.
Been up in this county ever since.
And you—that's what brought you here. And you've been here ever since then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. When your older relatives were around when you were growing up, did any of them ever talk about their early lives, like slavery? Did you ever hear anything about slavery?
No.
You didn't. They didn't talk about being slaves.
Granddaddy.
Your granddaddy, did he ever mention being a slave?
I didn't know my father.
But that's what she said. Did granddaddy talk to you about coming up in slave time?
Oh, yes, son. Uh-huh.
Oh, he did. Oh, your granddaddy did talk to you about
his dad. He was his dad.
Your daddy.
My dad.
Was your daddy in slavery?
Yes, ma'am.
He was. Oh, my goodness. Did he tell you about it? Did he say anything?
He was pretty rough back in those days.
It was rough. What? When was he freed?
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh. But he talked about it. Do you know what he did when he was in slavery? What kind of job? What kind of work?
Well, with a different one. I couldn't, you know, couldn't seem like it was back when you come out. Well, I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
I'd hear him talking about it.
You'd hear him talking about it. And he told you some things about slavery, mostly that it was hard.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell you what kinds of things he did? No. Didn't tell you that. Okay.
I wish you had.
did he tell you about who was his owner? Do you know who his owner was?
No. Well, I think it did. It's been too long.
Did he take the name Spencer from his owner? Where did the name Spencer come from?
I think that come from Spencer. Spencer. The over there.
The overseer,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, not the owner, but the fellow that told them what to do in their work? His name was Spencer? And he took that man's name. Oh, so he didn't take the owner's name, but he took the overseer's name.
Yeah.
Spencer.
Yeah.
And Cato, was that a name that they gave him?
No, I mean that from another father.
Oh, you were named. Cato is your name. Oh, what about Jew, J-U-E? How did he get the name of Jew Spencer? How did he get a first name like Jew?
You guys can, like, somebody back in the O-R-B. I don't know exactly how. But anyway, I got that.
Okay. Okay, we were just talking a minute, and we remembered that you remembered that the name Spencer came from when your father was sold to someone named Spencer. Is that right? Okay. Someone he worked for that he sold to that family named Spencer. But you don't know where the first name Jew came from. Because it's just so unusual, I just wondered. Okay. Do you know where the older members of your family are buried?
That's over at Bethel, across the railroad here, Minnie and Seneca.
Okay. And Bethel Grove Church across the railroad between here and Seneca.
Yeah.
Fine. Are the graves marked?
They're supposed to be.
Uh-huh. They're supposed to be, right. When you were small, do you remember funerals when you were little? Going to any funerals or hearing about funerals?
Yes, ma'am.
You do? Can you tell me anything?
I just church when I was telling you about my Bethel Grove Church.
Uh-huh.
That's the first church I went to. After I grew up.
That was your first church? Do you know anything about the funerals at all?
She said funerals. You know about
funerals? Funerals. I know what you're
saying. Well, now you told me they had
buggies and things. Oh, right. Buggies and wagons back then.
That's what she wanted.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, anything about the funeral.
They're buggies and wagons back that time.
They put the, they carry the casket on the,
on the wagon.
On the wagon.
And buggies, took it over and the buggies going to the funeral.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them walk.
And a lot of the other people had to walk along, right? When the buggies carry the,
cemetery.
Yeah, okay, to the cemetery, right? Okay. Do you remember anything else about them, being in the house or anything like that?
No, I wasn't in the house.
Uh-huh. How about marriages or weddings? Do you remember anything about any weddings?
A few of them.
Did you go to any weddings when you were small?
No.
No?
After
you got grown.
Yes.
Right. Okay. What families are related to you by marriage now? Who did you marry?
I married Park.
What was her name?
Park.
Katie Park.
Katie Park.
Okay. You married Katie Park.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be a family that you're related to by marriage, the Park family. Okay. Do you have any old photos, any old pictures in your possession still?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
got an old picture of my mother.
Got an old picture of your mama? Okay. What did your father do for a living? Was he a farmer?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And your mother, did she help farm too? Or did she more take care of the children?
She just took care of the children. She had to wash them.
Washing? And all those kinds of things. Uh-huh. What about, I know you don't remember your grandparents, but do you know what they did? Okay, fine. You say your father was a farmer. And he rented his farm?
Yes, ma'am.
And from whom did he rent again?
From his great boy. It's all up to, after he moved around some kind of thing. That's what he moved to. And he rented from him.
Okay. So he rented the farm through him.
Yeah.
All right.
He stayed down on that place 18 years.
They were there 18 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What did they grow? What did they farm?
Cotton? Corn, peas.
Yeah, that's good. Did you or any of your relatives have to leave the area, like go up north or to other parts of the south to make a living?
Well, later years, did you?
Later years. You're talking about like after the 20s. Yeah. But not when you were small, no one did. Up until that time, everybody stayed here. Yeah. Okay. And later years, the next generation did.
Yeah, punching away, going north.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Did any of your family work for the railroad?
Yes, ma'am.
Who worked for the railroad?
My half-brothers.
Oh, your two half-brothers. Oh, good. Let's get to them a minute. When we were doing the family tree, you had the same father, you and your two half-brothers, but they had a different mother, and they're older than you.
That's right.
And the first one is Jim Spencer, is that right? And the other one is Horace.
That's right.
And they worked for the railroad. Now, what did they do for the railroad? They put down the tracks and the tile, cross ties? And they did that for a long time? That was their very first work. What did they do after railroading?
The railroad to the child.
Oh, they did. I mean, that was railroad work, was their work until they stopped. Now, were they quite a bit older than you?
That's right.
Oh, they were. Uh-huh. Because you were born in 1899, so they were born much earlier in the 1800s. Uh-huh. Okay. How much difference? Like 10 years, maybe, or? Okay. Okay. I just was curious. All right, so they did the work for the railroad and did the laying of the track and the ties. And your father was a farmer. Now, what other kinds of jobs do you remember when you were little that you knew that black men did? Were there any other jobs that black men did back then? Do you remember any other jobs that they did that you can recall?
Yeah, blacksmithing.
Blacksmithing and that kind of thing? Okay, blacksmithing, working with a railroad,
yeah.
Farming. Okay. What about black women? What jobs were open to them back then?
Well, some of them washing, some of them worked for the white, different places.
Yeah, working in their homes,
yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh, like housekeepers,
yes,
and taking care of the children, yeah, and doing the laundry.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then they all probably had to help on the farm. Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Now, back then, when a young person was coming along, what we call teenagers today, did they have any way of earning any money? Could they do anything? Just what their mother and father gave them, uh-huh, for helping there, huh? Okay. Where did your family shop? Where did you go to buy things?
Where did I get to buy things?
When you got ready to go shopping, to go buy things in a store, where did you go?
I went with Daddy and them. I was at Tom, my home store. I just was going in Tom.
You went to Pendleton to the Hunter store. Right. What was the Hunter store like? What did it have?
It had all kinds of clothes, shoes, food, same thing that you wanted.
Right. Everything that you needed. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, when you went to buy, did your family buy for cash or credit?
Well, they bought some cash and some credit.
Uh-huh. Some they did,
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Some of them credit them.
He would credit them. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think John was part of a farm in my Renaloon. We go out and get the horses and stuff and they take them in the fall. Uh-huh. And took the cotton so that I had a gin.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't and pay bill off.
They pay their bills off after they got the cotton ginned. Right. And that's because that was their source of money, yes. And then they would go pay that credit off.
Yes.
Right. That makes sense. Were the stores that you went to, for instance, the Hunter store, was it owned by a white man, right? Mr. Hunter
yes.
was white. Okay. Did your family usually buy your clothing, or did your mother make it, or?
She didn't make them.
Your mother made most of your clothes. Okay. You probably just bought your shoes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't buy hardly any other clothes, huh? How about food? Did you raise all your own food?
Pretty much.
Uh-huh. So the only food you had to buy maybe were staples?
Yeah.
Like coffee or?
Sugar.
Coffee and sugar?
Rice too.
Rice, because you didn't raise your rice. Okay, but everything else you pretty much raised, even your flour, right? Okay.
Raised wheat.
And your animals too, your meat.
Yeah.
You had your own meat?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Cow.
Uh-huh. So you didn't have to buy too much in the food line?
No.
Okay. Did your family have like a little smaller garden or something that they raised?
Yeah, they raised a garden.
Uh-huh.
You
had a great big garden for your family, right. See, some people had little ones, but you had a big one. What kind of animals did you have on the farm? What kind of animals did you raise?
I raised hog, chicken, turkey, cow,
Sounds like you raised quite a few things there. What about furniture? Was the furniture that you had in your home, was it bought or did someone make any of it?
Some of it made, some of it bought.
A little bit of each. What would have been made? What was something that?
Bed.
The bedstead was made.
Dressers.
The dressers? Oh, they actually made the dressers too.
Chairs.
And the chairs? Uh-huh. Now what did you buy then?
I bought one thing. Uh-huh.
Stove, yeah, of course. That would have to be bought in a store. Who in the family made furniture? Who was it that made this furniture when you were small? Was it your father?
No. I can call it a family. He did. He used to call it furniture.
Uh-huh. Someone in the family used to make it, but you don't know who it was? Okay. Is any furniture or baskets or tools or quilts or anything like that? Do you all own any of that? Do you have any left?
They made quilts.
They did it. Did your mother make quilts? She had a quilting frame. Uh-huh.
Rainy days.
On rainy days?
Yeah, rainy days. Cold and steamed out.
Uh-huh. So they would sit around and make quilts on rainy days. Do you have any of the quilts left?
No.
No. You use them. Back then, they really used their quilts. So, but you do remember that your mother made some. Was it, did your sisters help her? Or other women? The sisters. Oh, that's right. You only had one sister. Okay. You had a sister named Josie, right?
Josie.
And your family, we talked about your two half-brothers, Jim and Horace. You're the oldest. Then there was Josie, and she's the one that helped make quilts. And then your brother, Pat Spencer. And then Paul. And then Clay. And then Frank. Is that right? I'm getting this from the family tree. Okay, so that was your family. It's a nice big family. And Josie would help your mother make the quilts. Okay. Was anybody in your family a musician? Anyone play an instrument? No? Mm-hmm. How about singers? Did you have anybody that was a singer, talented singer? How about preachers? Were they talented preachers? Okay. What about craftsmen? Now, you said someone made furniture, so that must have been somebody that was pretty good in that ability, huh? And needleworkers, your mother. Was Josie a good needleworker, too? They both were. Okay. Did they do anything besides quilts? Did they crochet or that
kind?
Yes,
ma'am, they crocheted.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I kind of like the thing that comes. Then they went to the field and worked some, too.
Oh, sure, they had to work, right. They probably didn't have too much time to do needlework, because they also had to sew the clothes, too, right. When you were little, did you ever hear about any floods or tornadoes in the area?
Part of them, yeah.
Tornadoes? Just when you were small, not recently. No? How about the flu epidemic? Do you remember the flu epidemic of
19...
Who was sick in that flu epidemic?
I got one brother passed.
Oh, which brother was that?
One called Pat.
Oh, the one called Pat. He died from the flu. What, in about 1918 he died from the flu? Now, were any of the rest of you sick?
No.
Just Pat?
No, they all got well.
Oh, they might have been sick, but they all got well. Was there anybody who didn't get the flu at all?
That's my third, all my family. All of them had flu.
Practically everybody had the flu. Was there one person, though, that might not have been very sick or didn't get sick?
No.
No, you all got it in one form or another. But Pat was the only one that got it, that died, right. Yeah, but you all had it. Okay. How about World War One? Did anybody in your family serve in World War One?
No.
Okay, probably not the right age here. Okay. Now, my understanding is you could have gone to World War One as far as your age is concerned, but the people you worked for, they kept you on the farm to work, kept you from going into the war. Okay, that's the only good thing you can think of about that, right? How about your church? When you were small, what church did your family go to?
Bethel Grove Church.
Bethel Grove. That's a Baptist church, right? Okay. Bethel Grove is Methodist. That's right. I know better. Yeah, Bethel Grove is Methodist. Pardon me. And where is that church located now?
On the road going to Seneca.
On the road to Seneca. And it's Bethel Grove Methodist Church. Did you?
Not there, no.
Oh, it isn't there.
No, but the cemetery is there.
The cemetery is there, but not the church.
No, the church is Central.
The church is now in Central. Does it have the same name, Bethel Grove?
Central.
But maybe they put the Central name on it, too. Central Bethel Grove. But when you went there, it was closer to Seneca. Okay. Did everybody in your family, were they all Methodist? Okay, pretty much all of them. I was going to say, did they belong to any of them, belong to any other churches that you remember? No, okay. Who was the minister? Do you remember his name, the minister, when you were young? No, too long ago, right? Do you have any idea about him, though? Where did he live near the church? You don't remember? I didn't know whether he lived in Seneca or lived near the church. Did they have such things as a parsonage back then?
That called back a little bit. You told me years ago, and you thinking about in your life, in Grandma and your lifetime, all right, they belongs to the Bethel Grove. All right, you, John, and Hope, when you was a little boy, you went to church with them over there.
Yeah.
But okay, you told me long years ago we used to talk. You said in your childhood coming up, y'all used to have something like brush hogs at the church.
Yeah.
What kind of churches?
Something like, what is a brush? Harbor.
Brush? Harbor?
Yes.
Churches? What does that mean?
That's a church, but it's made out of brushes.
Back years ago, they had.
Oh, you went to a church that was made out of brushes?
Yes, ma'am.
Was this, was this before you went to Bethel Grove?
Uh-huh, it was back in slavery time.
Was back in slavery time? Your family went to a church made out of brushes?
Yes, ma'am.
Called Brush Harbor. Now, where were they located? Right where Bethel Grove was?
Yes, ma'am. And after a few years after then, we put a church there.
I see. But this Brush Church was the one that your father went to. Did you ever go to it?
Yes, ma'am.
You went to this church, too, before it became Bethel Grove.
Yes, ma'am. I was a kid, though.
You were real little. But you remember this being a church made out of brushes, and they called it Brush Harbor. Why Harbor? Where the name Harbor come from?
He said because they get the harbor the brushes up and made the church out of it. That's what the old people did long years ago. They used to have a church made out of brushes.
Brush Harbor.
And they went there to have it set.
Right. Is it Brush Arbor that I'm hearing?
No, Brush Harbor.
Harbor. Okay, harbor, because I think of harbor as being where water is, you know, but they just harbored it up. Is that the expression they use?
Well, maybe they used it the wrong expression, but that's just the way it is.
But that's what they call it, Brush Harbor. That's all right. That's the first time I've heard this. So back in your childhood, you had the, you actually went to a church called Brush Harbor that you all took, they took brushes, the older people did, and put them all together and formed a good-sized church out of them before you went to what is we call a formal church, to a, you know, a regular church made out of brick or stone or wood or something. That's really interesting. That's the first time I've heard about Brush Harbor. So that was your church first. Do you remember who the minister was of any of the Brush Harbor churches? Okay. How about other churches in the community? Were there any other denominations that were important? Like, well, probably Baptist churches were, right? Right, yeah, right. You said your Bethel Grove church did have a cemetery, and that still exists?
Yeah, it's still there.
That's still there. The church is gone, but that's there.
You know where Applewood is over there, don't you?
Applewood?
Applewood, Apple and right over across the river.
No.
Well, Apple come right across the fence, that's the fence, like Apple and now.
And is it, there were apples over the cemetery?
No, not apples, he said an apple.
Oh, an airport was right over the cemetery.
Now.
Okay. Now the airport's been built there, right where that church was.
That church away from there.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about. Right, right. Okay, do you remember camp meetings? Did you ever go to a camp meeting?
Many times.
Now, were camp meetings held overnight?
This time they started on Saturday night. It was Sunday.
They would start Saturday night and go over to Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, what time of year were the camp meetings?
September.
Okay. And do you remember who led the services? Do you remember any minister who did?
Brown boy, Dorothy Brown.
She's talking about when you was a child.
When you were little.
No,
you don't remember the names of anybody when you were little. But when you were small, they would start on Saturday and on Sunday, and they would be in September.
Yes, ma'am.
Did different members, did members of different churches worship? Or?
Oh, yeah.
They would come from all over, huh? From everywhere. Okay. How far away did they come? Do you remember?
From all the way down in the mountain, Peace Mountain, up the country, different places. They come from different places. They come in on Saturday night, Saturday evening. That ground would be covered all day Sunday.
You couldn't get through there. So crowded. How many people were there? Do you remember? Just a lot. What did they do? Was it preaching and what else?
Yeah, they had preaching and singing.
Did they have any food?
Oh, yes, ma'am. They had food. They
brought
me food with them.
They did? Yeah. Was there ever any buying and selling of food? Or just?
Yeah, they sold some. But we just putting a piece of gum in on the food.
Uh-huh. It was...
You go to that place, that right there. You go to one other wagon and eat through there. All over. You buy them food much for that.
You mostly brought your own and brought in on the wagons. They came in on wagons, huh?
Wagons, buggies.
Buggies, uh-huh.
Trucks, well, they had trucks.
In trucks? Yeah. Started, I guess in later
there
years,
wasn't
uh-huh.
Too many trucks back then.
No, not back when you were little, but later years, I guess. Can you remember anything else about camp meetings? Anything that you think I should know?
No,
okay, that about it? How about, oh, I know. Did you look forward to camp meetings? Was it something you liked to go to?
Yes, no. I went to them.
You went to them? Uh-huh. You enjoyed them, huh?
Yes, no. I still go to them.
How about singing conventions? Did you ever go to a singing convention? You did go to a singing convention.
Yes, yeah.
For what church did you sing?
My church, I had a
No, did she not talk about
now?
She talked about me when
you
were a boy.
When you were a boy, young man, did you go to a singing convention? It was the Bethel Grove, same church.
You were born number two. That's why I love Bethel Grove.
Okay. Bethel Grove, Negro number two?
Knee boy
number two. That's who you sang with, knee boy? And that was part of Bethel Grove?
No,
different church.
You sang with a different church for the singing.